Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Ayin Dalet. Today's shir is sponsored by Mimi and Charles Gershbaum, Lezecher Nishmas, Mimi's father, Moshe Weiss, Moshe Shraga ben Rav Nassen, the Neshama Shev and Aliyah from the Zechus of our learning, and we thank the Gershbaums very much for the sponsorship. Today's daf is Ayin Dalet. As we said, we're holding on the bottom of daf Ayin Gimelam and Beis. We're at the two dots on Ayin Gimelam and Beis. The first thing that we're going to discuss is there's going to be a stira between the fact that Chayav Krisus pay a knas and the fact that that Nitan Latzila Benafsho. It seems that those two things cannot be reconciled, because Nitan Latzila Benafsho means that you can kill the person, and paying a knas means that he has to pay money. Normally, we have a principle of kamle b'drab, meaning that if a person is chayiv misa, then he's not also going to be chayiv mamon. This daf ayin dalet is also a very famous daf for other reasons. This is primarily the Yaharig Val Yavar sugya in Shas. The sugya of Rodef and the sugya of Yaharig Val Yavar come up over here as well, meaning the issue of Rodef who breaks in, who's to your house, or chases after someone to kill them. So once we learn that you have to kill someone in order to save him from an avera, the idea of Nitan Latzila B'Nafsho, the Gemara discusses which mitzvos one has to give himself up, one has to give up his life for in general. So we're going to discuss the notion of Farhesia, the notion of Yaharig Val Yavar, the notion of Kiddush Hashem, all of these things as they relate to these halachos of Yaharig Val Yavar. So says the Gemara, Chet Elu Chayavei Krisus. So we had said that we had darshan from the pasuk that Chayavei Krisus Yer Matzilin Osam Benafshim as well. That if someone is about to commit an arayos for which he's Chayav Kares, Yer Matzilin Osam Benafshim, you could save him by taking his own life. Frak the Gemara Urim Minhu, but I'll ask you a stira. There's a mission Ksubis Velin Arash Yishlan Knas Haba Alachos. So first mission, third paragraph Ksubis tells us that among the girls who would get a payment of knas if someone was ma'anis them is a na'ara who was the sister of the guy who had been ma'anis her. L'chora, that's a chi of kares. Now, if you're allowed to kill someone who's about to do that, it turns out that at the time that he's being rodeh for it to be ma'anis her, he's actually chayiv misa. So really, the halacha should be that he's part from kares because of kam le'bidramine. So the Gemara has five answers to this question. Amrur Rabban Kamed Rav Chista, Mishas Ha'ara'a Depagma Iftale Miktala. From the very beginning of the Bia, where she's already Nifgemes, she's already ruined her, so to speak, he becomes Pater from the Chi of Misa. There's no longer any right to kill the guy once he's been pogame her. That's what the Brisa said, that once the Aver is already done, it's usher to kill the guy. The whole idea of Nitan Atil Benafsho is only before it's Latzila, it's only to save him from violating the Avera. But Mamona lo Mishalim at Gemarbia, the Chiv to pay the Knas is only at the Gemarbia, so it's therefore not Be'idna, the two Chiyuvim do not come simultaneously. So in such a case, we don't apply the principle of Kamle B'Drab Minei. Frak the Gemara, Hanich Lamad Yamar Hara'a Zum Neshika. That works very well if you hold that Hara'a Tchilas Bia is the Neshika's Ever. So right away at the Tchilas Bia, it's considered that he's been Pogim her, and that's where the Chiv Misa goes away. As soon as that's done, there's no more Chiyuv Misa, whereas the Chiyuv Knas is only going to be Chalat Achnasa Satara, which is going to remove the Besulim. El Madya Mara Zu Achnasa Satara, but if you hold Ha'ara'a is Achnasa Satara, so prior to that, it's not considered that he's been Boiler at all, and there's still a din to kill him up until Achnasa Satara, then Ma'ika Lememar. Now how are you going to reconcile the din over here in the Braisa with the din in the Mishnah, in Masechus Ksubas? It turns out that he removes the at the time that he's chayiv misa, and we should apply kam libdrab minei. El amar Rav Chista, a second approach to reconcile the two. Kigon sheba ala shalo kedarka. The Mishnah in Ksubas is talking about where prior to this act he was ba'al her shalo kedarka, and therefore she's already nifgemes. So now there's no longer a heter to be matzil the nefesh of the rodev. V'chazru ba'al ha kedarka, and then he's ma'anis her kedarka, and it's on that bia that he's chayiv a knas. Nas, because there is no Chiyuv Misa on that Bia. Rava Amar, a third approach. The Mishnah Ksubas is talking about where she doesn't fight the Boel because she's afraid of getting killed, and we're assuming like Rabbi Yehuda, we just learned about yesterday, who says that if the girl says Hanichalo, then we no longer apply Metzilinos of Nafsho. We no longer kill the Boel. So therefore, there's no Chiyuv Misa. Mela, there's going to be a Chiyuv Knas. Rav Papa Amar, an additional answer. B'mefuta v'divrei akol. The Mishnah and Ksubas is talking about not where he's ma'anis her, but where he's mefata her. So by mefata, by seduction, there is no Metzilinos of Nafsho because she has agreed to the Bia. And therefore, it could work even l'divrei akol. You don't have to say that the Mishnah is going only like a Das Yachid. Abaye Amar, a fifth teretz, says Abaye, you don't have to say this about Mufuta, could even be talking about an Anusa. But B'yoch La'atzil Bechan Me'evara, the case is that you could have stopped this act by going after one of his limbs, by striking a blow that would not be a death blow to the guy, and that would be enough to stop him. And if there's such a possibility, Rabbi Yonasan Ben Sholi, we assume like the Shita of Rabbi Yonasan Ben Shol, who holds that if there's such a possibility, you're no longer allowed to kill the guy. That if a Rodev is chasing after someone to kill him, and you have the ability to save the guy without actually killing the Rodev, and you choose instead to kill the Rodev, well then you chayv misa, then you stam a rotzeach for killing the Rodev. So if we assume that way, then a person who's being ma'anis a girl, if you have the ability to stop him without killing him, and you choose, so there's no heter to kill him, so there is no chiv misa, there's only the chiv mamon, and that's why you have to pay the knas. My time with Rabbi Yonasan Ben Shaul, where does Rabbi Yonasan Ben Shaul learn this din that you have to save him bechon me'evarav d'chsiv, because the pasuk says v'chiyinotzu anashim yachtav, and the pasuk continues, and the two guys are fighting, and they strike a pregnant woman, and she loses her babies, so the pasuk says anoshi anesh kasher yashlav balhi isha, that if they strike the pregnant woman and therefore she loses the pregnancy, he has to pay the money, the value of the vlados to the husband. V'amr Rav Lazar b'matzus shebemisa kasa medaber. The pasuk is talking about when he was trying to kill him and he accidentally, meaning the two guys were fighting and one was trying to kill the other one, and he accidentally struck the isha. So how do I know that? T'chsiv, because the pasuk says right after that v'mason yev v'nasat nefesh tachas nefesh, that if the woman dies as a result of the hitting, so he's chayiv misa. So you see that it must be that he had intention to kill the other guy, because if he didn't have intention to kill the other guy, then it was a total shogeg. He wouldn't be chayiv misa even if he kills the woman. So the Gemara says va'afilu hachi amrachmana, and even though he's trying to kill the other guy, still the Torah says v'lo yason, that if the woman does not die, she only loses her babies. Anoshi anesh, you're chayiv to pay money. Well, iam rabishal miyachalatzil bechamayavar lo nitanatzil benafsho hainu demishkach sadiyanish. If you hold that when you're able to save him with echad meyavarav, there's no heter to kill the guy. So now I understand why he's chayiv mamon, because he wasn't chayiv misa at that moment, because there was another way to stop him. Kagon shiyachalatzil bechamayavarav. That must be the case. Eliam yachalatzil bechamayavarav. Now I mean nitanatzil benafsho. But if you hold yachalatzil bechamayavarav, you're still allowed to kill him. What would ever be the case where he's chayv to pay mamon for the Dmei Vlados? He was a rodev, and as a rodev, he's chayv misa. So the Gemara answers, no, maybe this is different. Maybe there's no kimle bidramine over here, because the chayv misa and mamon are not toward the same person. The chayv misa is klape the guy he's being rodev after. The chayv mamon is klape the isha for the Dmei Vlados. So in such a situation, we don't have a ptur of kimle, and that's why there's a chiyuv tashlumin, even though enochinami, he's chayiv misa as a rodef, and you have no responsibility or requirement to stop him be'echon me'evarav. So the Gemara says, no, that can't be. Loshna, there's no reason to be mechalik between misa and tashlumin la'echad versus misa la'echad v'tashlumin li'acher. In either case, we would apply kam le'bidra'mine, and the raya is da'amarava. Rodev shay rodev achavero v'shiber asakelim. If someone was chasing after someone else to kill him, and on the way he breaks some kelim, bein shel nirdaf, bein shel kaladam, and it doesn't matter whose kelim he breaks, whether he breaks the kelim of the nirdaf or kelim of somebody else. Potter, he doesn't have to pay the money. My time, is chayiv benafshahu. Why is he potter? Because he's chayiv misa at that time. He's a rodef at that time. Yeah, but who's the chayiv misa toward? The chayiv misa is toward the nirdaf, the guy that he's chasing. The kalim, we said, might even belong to somebody else. And he's still potter. So you see that even when it's misa lezev, tashul lezev, we apply kam lei bidrab minei. So then the Gemara says, okay, once we're talking about the shviras kalim, breaking kalim, when a person is a rodef, the nirdaf shash. Let's say you're running away from somebody who is chasing you, who's chasing you to kill you. The nirdaf, the one who's running away, whose life is being threatened, breaks kalim as he's running away. So shall rodef potter. Certainly, if he breaks the kalim of the rodef as he's trying to escape the rodef with his life, he's certainly potter. Shall kol adam. But if he breaks other people's kalim, chayiv. He does have to pay for those kalim. Why? Shall rodef potter. Shall the mammon of the rodef should not be more chaviv than his guf. Meaning, if you're allowed to kill the rodef for what he's doing, certainly you're allowed to stop the rodef from committing this crime by breaking kalim. That's there's no doubt. But shall kaladam chayiv shematzlas mammon chavero. But if it belongs to other people, then you're being matzlas mammon chavero. You're not allowed to be matzlas mammon chavero. That is a sugya in Baba Kama Daf Kuf Yud Zayin. L'chora, you don't have to die, and if you need to use mammon chavero to save yourself, you have to do that, because ein l'chadover omen b'fnei b'kuach nefesh, except for gimla veros, as we're about to see on this very daf. But it means that you would have to pay back. That in fact seems to be a machlokas Rashi and Tosos in Maseches Baba Kama Daf Samach, where David HaMelech asks the question of the Sanhedrin, ma'u lahatzel atzmo b'mamel chavero. But the majority of Rishonim understood that his question is not ma'u lahatzel atzmo b'mamel chavero, am I allowed to do it? The question is, granted, I'm allowed to do it, do I have to pay back? And the response he got was, normally yes, but melech hata, you David, you're a melech, so a melech could do whatever he wants, and you're not going to have to pay back. But in a typical situation, you would have to pay back. If you understand that Gemara Kipshuto, like some of the Rishonim do, that he's asking, are you allowed to be matzlas mamon chaver, then you have to say that it's added to the list of Yaharig Val Yavars, and explain why it's not, why taking someone else's money is not on the list of Yaharig Val Yavars that appears in our Gemara. So, rodev shay rodev achar rodev, let's latzilo. Let's say a rodef is chasing after another rodef to save the nirdaf from him. V'shiber asaket, meaning not a rodef. You're chasing after a rodef to stop the rodef. So you're called a rodef after the rodef, which is a good thing, meaning that rodef has such a negative connotation. You're trying to do a good thing. You're trying to step in and stop the rodef from killing someone. V'shiber asakelim, and you break kelim. Bein shel rodef, bein shel nirdaf, bein shel kol adam. No matter whose kelim they are, the rodef's, nirdaf's, or anybody else's, potter. Adin, and this is not really something that would that's meikra adin daraisa. It's a takana midrabanan. Shemiyata Omer Kain nimsein lecha kol adam shematzel chavero miyala rodef. If you know that any time you get involved, you're risking getting sued, you're risking having to pay a lot of money, well then you're not going to want to get involved. So in order to encourage people to want to get involved, the chacham made a takana that if you break things while you try to stop a rodef, you're not going to have to pay for anything. L'chora, most people would still do it. As Shuvas Marach Arzura points out, but not everyone will be Omid Vinisayon. And it could be that someone will be, so even for that someone, it's worth making this takana, even though most people would still try to save the life, even if it would cost them a little bit of money. Okay. Avala rodef achar behema. Someone who's rodef after behema, or after Michal Shabbos, or Novid Avodah Zarah. So the Mishnah had said, ain matzilin osa benafshi. You see someone about to be Michal Shabbos, you're not allowed to kill him. You see someone about to commit bestiality, Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to kill him. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Yichai Omer, Ovid Avodah Zarah Nitan Latzil B'Nafsho. Rabbi Shimon Yichai holds, and Ovid Avodah Zarah you are allowed to kill in order to stop him from the Avodah Zarah Mikal V'Chomer. Uma Pegam Hedyot, if to be Pogam, a human being, like someone is trying to kill another person, Nitan Latzil B'Nafsho, you're allowed to stop the person from doing that by killing him. Pegam Gavoa, where someone is about to be be Ovid Avod Zor and Kofar Be'ikr, Lo Kol Shekein, all the more so to protect the honor of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So says the Gemara, yeah, but that's a Kal V'chomer. V'chiyon Shem Min Adin, can you give an Onesh and actually kill a person based on a Kal V'chomer? So Kasav, Aron Shem Min Adin, yeah, Rabbi Shem Ben Yechai must hold that yes, that you are allowed to be Onesh Min Adin, that he disagrees with the Mishnah because of this Kal V'chomer and because of this principle that he holds that yes, Onesh Shem Min Adin. Tanya, Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Hamachalos HaShabbos Ditalatzil B'Nafsho. We already saw this yesterday. Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon adds an additional chiddush that even in Machal Shabbos you're allowed to be Matzil B'Nafsho. So Savla Kavua, he holds like his father, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Damar Onesh Min Adin, that we can give an onesh based on the Kal V'chomer. Asya Shabbos B'Chil Chil Me'Avod Tzchavim. So once he has Avod Zara as a Ditalatzil B'Nafsho, he has a Gzer Shav of Chil Chil that you have to connect Shabbos and Avod Zara. So he says Shabbos is also Ditalatzil B'Nafsho. Good. So now we move on to the primary sugya of the daf. Once we know that there are averas that you're allowed to kill a person in order to save him from doing the avera, the Gemara discusses which averas you have to give up your own life for in order to avoid stumbling and doing those averas. They were omei the minyan, they took a vote, and they decided as a psak halacha, ba'aliyas beis nitzah b'lud, in aliyas beis nitzah in Lud, that kol avera shebetorah, im omer lo adam avar, va'al te'areg, yavar, ve'al yahareg. That any avera in the Torah that someone says violate this avera or I will kill you, violate the avera, don't get killed, even if it means eating on Yom Kippur. You don't have to die in order to fulfill these to avoid violating these averas, except for avodah zarah gilui ra'ayis shfichas damim. Avodah chavim lo, says Gemara, you're not allowed to violate avodah zarah in order to save your life. But Tanya, Amar Rabbi Shmuel, minayin shemamru lo lo adam how do I know that if someone says do this avodah zarah so that you won't get killed, how do I know that you're supposed to do it and not get killed? Pasuk says you're supposed to live by the mitzvahs of the Torah. I think even b'faresia, so that's why the pasuk says no, if there's going to be a chilul Hashem, something's going to be b'faresia, then you taka have to be moser nefesh. But you see, at least b'tzina, you don't have to give up your life in order to avoid avodah zarah. So as Gemara inu da amra, the chachamim that gathered together in Lud hold kirabi Eliezer. They hold like Rabbi Lazar, who disagrees with Rabbi Yishmael and thinks that avodah zarah is yaharig val yavar. Where do we find Rabbi Lazar? Titanya, Rabbi Lazar Omer. It says about the parsha of Yichud Hashem, and we read every day. V'after Hashem elkecha b'chol levavcha u'v'chol nafshcha u'v'chol ma'odecha. So im nemer b'chol nafshcha, it says that you have to love Hashem with all of your life. Lama nemer b'chol ma'odecha. Why does it have to say with all your money? And if it says b'chol maladecha, why does it have to say b'chol nafshecha? Just say whichever one is more is more light, and then I would say for sure the one that's more severe. So you may make a kal v'chomer. So no, because sometimes one is considered more severe, other times the other is. Im yeshcha adam shagufa chav v'lav mimono. Some people value their lives more than their money. Lekach nemer b'chol nafshecha. So it says you even have to give up your life, that which is most valuable to you. Some people, their money is more valuable than their life. You have to give up your money. So that which is most valuable to you. But bottom line is, you see from that pasuk in Kriya Shema that you have to give up your life in order to avoid violating avodah zarah. Gila reis shvichas damim. How do I know gila reis and shvichas damim are yaharig val yavar? Kid the Rebbe, like we find Rebbe holds the Tanya. Rebbe Yomer, it says by the parsha of Ones of Anarim Rasa, Kika Yakum ish al re'ehu urutzachu nefesh kein adavar hazeh, that naram rasa is just like murder. V'chima l'madu me'rotzeach me'ata, why do we have to give an example of a rotzeach and a nirtzach? In what way does that teach us anything about a naram rasa? To tell us that the girl is innocent? We know that the girl is just like a nirtzach is innocent. We know the girl is innocent. The pasuk says l'nar l'sas adavar. So what exactly are we learning from rotzeach? It actually turns out that naram rasa reflects on rotzeach. Makish rotzeach shayach l'narim rasa. Ma narim rasa nitan latzil benafsho, afrotzeach nitan latzil benafsho. Just like narim rasa, you're allowed to stop the guy from committing the crime by killing him, by rotzeach also you're allowed to stop the guy from committing the crime by killing him. But also, makish narim rasa l'rotzeach, we also learn a din of narim rasa out from rotzeach. Ma rotzeach yarek val yavar, af narim rasa te harig v'al tavor. Just like rotzeach is yarek val yavar, narim rasa is also te harig v'al tavor. So you see that the girsa in Yuma, by the way, is yehareg. So Rashi over there says that that's the correct girsa, because there's no chiyuv on the nara to be moser nefesh, because she could be karka olam. The chiyuv is only on the boel to be moser nefesh rather than to commit gilui arayus. So bottom line is we learned the idea that avodah zarah is yehareg val yavar from the after shemel kach b'chol vavach b'chol nafshach b'chol modecha. We learned the idea that narum rasa, that gilui arayus is yehareg val yavar, because we learned it from rotzeach. There's only one missing piece. How do I know that rotzeach is yehareg val yavar? Rotzeach gufe minolan. Where do we find that rotzeach is yehareg val yavar? Says the Gemara, svarahu. There's no source. It's a svara. The udasel kame de rabba. Someone came to rabba with a shayla. Armalei mari derai. He said, you know, the governor of my city said zil katle leplanya, that I have to go and kill so and so. Vilo katilach. And he told me that if I don't kill this other guy, he's going to kill me. What do I do? So Amalei, Rabbi said to him, "Tulucha velo tiktol. Let him kill you, and you don't become a murderer. You don't kill anybody because of the following svara. Who says your blood is redder? Maybe the blood of that other guy is redder. The whole idea of being over averus makom bikuach nefesh is to for atzalus nefashos. But over here, even if you violate the avera and you don't get killed, a nefesh is going to be lost. So it turns out that miman of shach a nefesh is going to be lost. Rashi explains, and therefore there's no heter to take the other person's life. The Yad Ramah just adds that the whole purpose of life in this world is to be able to mekayim the mitzvah sabore. And Chazal say in Yuma Dav Peyam Beis, the reason you mechal Shabbos to be matzil nefashos is chalal of Shabbos achas kedei sheyishmar Shabbosos harbe. Better be mechal one Shabbos so that more Shabbosos will be able to be observed. But over here, we don't know who has the gezerah of arichas yamim and who's going to be able to fulfill more mitzvahs than others than the other one. We don't know which guy ultimately is going to be able to do more mitzvahs. So it's aser to kill the second guy. We don't do assessments, you know, of life expectancy and how old this one is. We don't know. We don't know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in plan for anybody. Ki aser Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, so he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that lo shanu ela shalom b'shas gezeres malchus. This whole din that by other averos you're allowed to violate the aver rather than get killed, you're supposed to violate the aver rather than getting killed, is only when it's not a time where the malchus made gezeros against kiyumei mitzvos by the Jewish people. Al b'shas gezeres malchus, but when the malchus is making gezeros against the Jewish people, afilu mitzvah kala yehareg val yavar, even a mitzvah kala becomes yehareg val yavar. When they want to be mevatel the shmiras haTorah from the Jewish people, we have to be mechazik ourselves extra strong, and better to be killed than to violate the aver. It all becomes yarig val yaver. Kiyasa Ravin Amar Rabbi Yochanan. When Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Afilu shalom b'shas gzeres malchus lo alu el betzin lo amar el betzina al faresi afilu mitzvah kali yarig val yaver. Another exception. The whole idea of yaver val yaharig is only when it's being done betzina, but when something is being done b'faresia, then it all becomes yaharig val yaver. My mitzvah kala. We said even a mitzvah kala becomes yarig val yaver. What would be an example of a mitzvah kala? Amar Rav Bar Yitzchak, Amar Rav, Afilu l'shnei arksa de mesana. Even if he's telling you to just change a Jewish style, he's telling you to change the straps on your shoes, that the Jews strap their shoes in a certain way, the goyim do it another way, because it's more tsanua to do in the way that the Jews do it, and there goes it that the Jews now have to do it like the goyim, even though it's only a minhag, a person has to be moser nefesh, if that's something that's done b'farhesya, b'shas hashmad, v'kama farhesya, how many people would it have to be in front of in order for it to be considered farhesya? Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, in farhesya b'chusum yasar b'nei adam. Farhesya always means at least a minion of people. It's got to be in front of 10 people. People. Says Mar Pshita, One thing that's clear is Yisraelim Be'inun, that if you need this minion of people in order for it to be considered for Asya, it has to be a minion of Jewish people. The pasuk that talks about the Yisrael being Mechal Hashem Shemayim and the Chiv to be Mekadei Hashem Shemayim says, Lo Schal Hashem Kachi, V'nikdashti B'soch B'nei Yisrael. So you see that the whole din of Kiddush Hashem is Dafka B'soch B'nei Yisrael. But Rabbi Yirmiyah raises the following shayla. What if Tisha Yisrael v'nachri echad mahu? What if the large majority of them are Jews? What would be the din in such a case? Or any mixture, two Jews and eight Goyim, or whatever a mixture. The reason the Gemara Dafka picks Tisha Yisrael and one guy is telling me that even in such a case, there's reason to assume that it's not going to be called Farhasya, as the Gemara is about to be Machriya. So the Gemara says, Tashmal, bring you a raya to be poshet that suffix. The Tani raya, also sometimes, yeah, meaning what's the havin? If we just said you need 10 people and it's got to be b'soch b'nei Yisrael, they all have to be Jews, so the Gemara normally doesn't do that. Oh yeah, what if it's just a little bit less? You know, it's al daf, go to Rabbi Yirmiyah b'midrash, when Rabbi Yirmiyah asks such questions in the second paragraph of Basra, they chuck him from the base medrash. So what exactly? So we do have such a din of Tisha Nirin Kasara, that when there are 9 people, sometimes 9 people can look like a minyan, it could look like 10. So Tashma, says the Gemara, we'll bring a raya. Asya toch. We learn toch. Ksiv hacha, it says here in Kedash soch b'nei Yisrael. Ksiv hasam by Parshas Korach, it says he badu mitoch ha'eda azos. Mal alan asara, just like the Eda of the Meraglim was asara, it was 10 people because there were 2 good Meraglim. V'kulu Yisrael and all 10 were Jews. Avkan asara v'kulu Yisrael. So here as well, Kiddush Hashem in Kedash b'soch b'nei Yisrael, or the Isra of Chil Hashem is in front of 10 people and they're all Jews. So ask the Gemara the historical problem va Esther Farhesyavai, when Esther was taken by Achashverosh, it was a public matter. Every Jew in Shushan knew what she was going to the palace of Achashverosh for, and she was not moser herself to get killed. So you see that even Farhesya, apparently it's not enough of a reason to give up your life. So the Gemara answers, Rabbi Esther Karka Olam Haisa. No, Esther didn't commit any act of Arayos, everything or any act of Avera, whatever she did, she was passive. The Achashverosh did what he did, but she was passive. So since a woman takes a passive role in the Bia, there is no Chil Hashem, she has no obligation to be Moser Nefesh. Rava Amar, Hanos Atzman Shaini. When the Gezerah is made, not to take us away from our religion, and certainly it was not to take Esther away from her religion, you know what Esther's religion was. It was just to satisfy his own urges, then that's not called Chil Hashem Farhesya, where you'd have to give up your life. Dilote Malachi, because if you don't say such a svara, hani kvake v'dimonke, those clay kibble that are full of coals that are used to heat up, that they were the goyim would take from all the houses in the city to their base of Avodah Zarah, heichi avin elohu, how do we give them to them? Either using it l'tzorach Avodah Zarah, elano satzman shiny, no, they're not using it for Avodah Zarah, they're using it for Avodah Zarah, but they're not using it to take away our religion, they're doing it for their own benefit. So hanami, elano satzman shiny, the same thing is true by Esther. We say that it was hanos atzmo, and when it's hanos atzmo, it's not considered something that would be a Chil Hashem Farasya. V'azda Rava L'tamei, and this is Rava L'shita So, Dama Rava, Akum Dama Leila Yisrael, Ketol Aspasta B'shabta, Ushtilach Yusai. If a guy says, I want you to kill an aspasta, to cut grain on Shabbos for Machal Behema, and give it to my animal, V'ilo, and if you don't do that, Katil Nalach, I'm going to kill you, Liktil V'lo L'katle. You should go and cut the grain, harvest the grain, and not get killed, because the guy is just doing it for his own pleasure, for his own benefit. He's not trying to make you not Jewish anymore. But Shadi Lenahara, but if he says, I want you to harvest this shachas and then throw it in the river, meaning all I want to see is that you're being Mechal Shabbos, then the Katev L'Liktel, then you have to be Moser Nefesh. My Taima, Laburi Milsa Kabayi, because then clearly he's trying to stop you from observing your religion. Baimine Rabbi Yami, Ben Noach, Mitzuvah Kedush Shem, Ohim Mitzuvah Kedush Shem. What's the halacha by Ben Noach? Is he Mitzuvah on Kiddush Hashem or not? Is he Chayiv V'Nikdashti, where he has to be Moser Nefesh as well or not? So Amar Abayi Toshma, seven mitzvos nitztavu b'nei Noach, there are seven mitzvos that b'nei Noach have, v'emisa, but if b'nei Noach has to be mosu nefesh for kiddush Hashem, tamni avyan, then it would be eight mitzvos that b'nei Noach have, and not seven. Amar Le Rava inu v'kalab Izrayu, that's not a raya from the fact that it says seven, because those seven are seven headings. Those seven are not limited to those seven, but anything that's not Bizrayu of them, anything that's slightly related to them, would also be included. Yarig Val Yavar could be an element of that, of Kiyuma Mitzvos. So in Abizrayu of each of those mitzvos. So it wouldn't be counted as a separate mitzvah, and maybe Goyim are still are in fact Chayiv in Kiddush Hashem. So Bez Hashem tomorrow we'll pick up with my Haviala what exactly happened, what exactly is the Maskana when it comes to Ben Noach and Kiddush Hashem.